Concluding session of Krishna's appearance, discussion on Krishna's appearance. So most of the things we will discuss this evening, you already have heard, but still I should repeat to complete our katha, talk. This morning we are discussing about the six children of Mother Devaki, they are killed by Kamsa. So these six children, in the previous life, they were children, sons of Kalanami. The Kalanami, somewhere it is written, one son of Hiranyakashipu or brother of Hiranyakashipu, like that. And these six children, they went to worship Brahma. To please Brahma, they did perform the austerity to please Brahma. When Brahma was pleased with them, then they asked this boon so that nobody can kill them, like Gandharva, Kinnara, demigods, like that. And they got that boon. They will not be killed by anybody. And when Hiranyakashipu came to know, he became very angry that you are going to protect yourself. You are not going to be under my shelter. So you are trying to not to be killed by Gandharva, Kinnara, demigods. I curse you. All of you will be killed by your father. So your father will take birth as Kamsa, and you will take birth in the womb of Devaki, and you will all be killed by your father. That is the previous. They are known as Garhasura. And prior to this life, before they become the children of Kalanami, they are children of Marichi. The Marichi is son of Brahma. I read somewhere that once Brahma, being lusty or something like that, he was running after his own daughter. And all the six children of Marichi, they laughed at Brahma. And Brahma became very angry and cursed them that you will take birth as demons. the result that took birth as son of Kalamani, and again they are cursed by Hiranyakashipu. The result that took birth as son of Devaki, and they are killed by Kamsa. Killed by Kamsa, but later on they all went back to their original position wherever they are from. Since Kamsa killed 6 children of mother Devaki, and as I was explaining on Balaram Jayanti today, then by the order of Krishna, Jyogamaya, she has to transfer Sankarsan, then Baladev can, in the womb of Devaki. Then Maya Devi, very difficult, tough job. So Lord called Yogamaya and told him that you have to do this difficult job very carefully. You have to transfer Sankarsan from the womb of Devaki to his eternal mother Rohini. So Rohini, she was transferred to Nanda Maharaj's place when Devaki Vasudev there in the prison house. So Rohini, in the midnight, putting her on top of a horse, they transferred her to Nanda Maharaj's house. And when his Balaram was transferred to Rohini's womb, Devaki, she went to miscarriage. Everybody understood the child has been destroyed. So Rakil, nobody knew that her child was transferred to Rohini's womb. But Kamsa is thinking, oh, does she, that this boy is so afraid of me, inside the womb he died. I'm so powerful, what this 8th son will do to me? He was thinking, but he was very scared. Actually, Krishna appeared on 8th month. Kamsa did not know that. He is thinking, as usual, on 10th month, Devaki will give birth to this child. On the 7th month, 8th day, Krishna appeared. And during that time, Kamsa was always thinking about Krishna. Sayane, sapane, jagarane, ayakane, you are sleeping, you are eating. Everybody is thinking about Krishna only. That's so Krishna conscious that time. Narada Muni says, demons are more Krishna conscious than devotees. Sasva Krishna conscious, somewhere I heard, he was climbing in a staircase. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Asanaji put his feet on 8th step, he remembers, oh, 8th son of Devaki was killed me, very well. So it will do that, it's confirmed. Confirmed. So he's always thinking, and just like gopis, they see the cloud, they see the calf, peacock, see that they remember Krishna. And this conscious, that much Krishna conscious, thinking about Krishna. That's why when Krishna, towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, he's giving his most confidential knowledge. Sarva Gujyatma Bhuya Sunume Paramambacha. I am repeating to you this most confidential knowledge, this supreme instruction, that he is saying, Manmana Bhava Madhvakta Madhajaji Mang Namaskar. Or he is saying, Manmana, you always think about me, then people may misunderstand. Hiranyakashipu also always thinking about Vishnu. Ravana also always thinking about Rama. Kamsa is always thinking about Krishna. That's why Krishna said, Manmana, how Manmana? Na Madhvakta. Do you, my devotees, think about me? Anukulena Krishna Anukulanam. In a favorable mood, not in unfavorable mood. But the demons are thinking about Krishna, but they are always in unfavorable mood, they are thinking. So Kamsa was very worried that Krishna will take birth and he'll kill me. So at one point, then Vasudev, he's very eager. So every year, See, childing, he is trying to produce one child every year. So every year Mother Deva is having one child. Finally, Krishna will appear. So how Krishna appears? So Krishna, it has to appear in the mind, in the heart of Vasudeva. Then from his heart, he will transfer to Devaki. So saying, Krishna did not appear there as a human being, the ordinary living entity, they appear through the discharge of the semen. Punsareta kanasraya. No, not like that. Then Deva Vasudeva gives initiation. He initiated to Devaki and through that he transferred Krishna from his heart to Devaki's heart. So Devaki and Vasudeva, these two tattvas have been very elaborately explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That day I was giving brief explanation. Satyam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam Devatam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarva Guhasa. Devaki, who is Devaki? Devaki is Vishnu Rupini. He is non-different from Vishnu. Vishnu cannot appear from some non-Vishnu subject matter. No, he has to appear. Vishnu will appear only from Vishnu. So Devaki is Vishnu Rupini. She is personification of Swarup Shakti. Sandhini Pradhan Swarup Shakti. So this is Vasudeva and Devaki. Both of them, Deva is there. Vasudeva means where Deva Bhagavan is residing. That is Vasudeva. The Deva means Bhagavan, Vasa means residing. And Devaki. Both Vasudeva and Devaki, they are having this word, Deva. So in this way, Krishna will appear when Krishna entered into the body of Devaki. They are so effulgent, so bright. And Kamsa saw Devaki is looking very effulgent, very bright. And he is waiting. Oh, Krishna will take birth. Kamsa is waiting, saying, oh, 2 months more are there. But Krishna tricked Kamsa. And 7th month, 8th day, Krishna appeared. So when he appeared, how he appeared? He did not appear like an ordinary child. He appeared with nicely dressed, Chaturbhuja roop, helmet, Vaijayanti mala, everything there. And when Devaki and Vasudeva saw Narayan, they realized. They also offered their prayers, thinking he is Narayan. Devaki got very worried. That you have appeared like this. So please conceal your features like this. Otherwise you console. They have got very scared, though they know he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still due to their affection, parental affection, they say, no, you please hide, console may harm you. At the same time, they see the opulence of Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer him obeisances unto Krishna. Then Krishna spoke in the form of Narayan. He reminded that in a previous life, here Devaki was Krishna and Vasudeva was Sutapa. He was one of the Prajapati. And Brahma told Sutapa that you should be that child and do expand the Praja. Then they went for doing austerity. When they are going to severe austerity, then Lord appeared in front of them. Then Lord asked, what boon you want? Now we want a son like you. Lord, there is nobody equal to me. That's why I appeared as your son, Krishna Garbha. My name is Krishna Garbha. Then I appeared as Vamanadev. And you had Aditi and Kashyapa. Now I am appearing as son just to make you understand that I am that Supreme Personality of Godhead to whom you wanted to be as your son. So I have appeared now. So from this description, this sounds like Sutapa and Krishna, by doing severe austerities, they got chance to get Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. But Jiva Goswami is saying, no, this is this onnaya, what is onnaya? Injustice. to get injustice to say, by the boon, by their austerity, they got Bhagavan as their son. Actually, Sutapa, Prishni, Aditi, Kashyapa, their plenary expansion of Devaki, Vasudeva, Nanda, Yashoda. That's why it is possible for them. So they are not some ordinary living entity. So finally, Devaki, Vasudeva, they give birth to Krishna. Then what to do immediately? By their mind, Vasudeva, he distributed to Brahmanas thousands of cows and all kinds of things. Then Narayan told, Krishna in the form of Narayan told, but okay, if you are so afraid of me, you want to protect me, so do one thing, you transfer me to Nanda Maharaj's house. There, Mother Yashoda, she has given birth to a baby girl, and you can bring that baby girl here and you keep me there. Then Lord, but Chaturbhu is a form, he became a small baby like Krishna. So here our Goswamis are saying, actually at this moment, Nanda Maharaj's house, Mother Yashoda also has given birth to Krishna. He has given birth to Krishna. And what happened? First Krishna appeared in the Chaturbhuja Murti. He had the Chaturbhuja Murti. And after explaining everything to them, Yogamaya brought that Krishna from Nanda Maharaj's house to prison house. And this Chaturbhuja Krishna merged into that original Krishna. In this way, the original Krishna came, the Mother Yashoda's son was brought here, and this Krishna, who took birth in prison house from Devaki's womb, she merged into the son of Mother Yashoda. Then Lord told, then Vasudeva, he carried that baby son. And when he reached at the doorstep, at that time, Mother Yashoda gave birth to Yogamaya, the Kanya. When Krishna told, when Krishna addressed to Yogamaya, you will take birth, that time he had told that I will appear in Ashtami Tithi and you will appear in Navami Tithi. Okay? So that's why simultaneously in Purana has explained, same time, Ashtami Mahasya Striyo, both the ladies, Devaki and Vasudeva, they gave birth to a child. Devaki also gave and the Yashoda also gave. Okay, that is simultaneously Krishna appeared from Mother Yashoda and from Mother Devaki. Then when Vasudeva carrying Krishna, that was Ashtami Tithi. Then all this conversation took place, everything happened. Then Vasudeva carrying Krishna, when he reached at the doorstep, that time Yogamaya appeared as the daughter of Mother Yashoda. There is a raining, got a lot of raining, and that was rainy season, and holding Krishna, how Vasudeva will go? So much storm and rain, dark night, Krishna Paksha. That's Ananta Nagas came, Ananta Sasa came, keeping his hood, so that rain will not fall on Krishna. So there is an explanation of Durga Devi came in the form of a jackal. So the jackal was walking, and Vasudeva following jackal, and the dark night. So Vasudeva hidingly going, because he knows if anybody will know, then everything is finished. So he told Kamsa that I will give each and every son. Now he is going to break his saksha. For Krishna, he should do anything. So he doesn't care. Whatever happens, let it happen. Ahantan sarvabhadham mokhesam vithi, even if it is papa, I will do it for Krishna. So when it is going dark night, all of a sudden, somebody shouting, hey, where are you going? Who is that? Who is that? Then Vasudeva was very scared. Now I got caught. What can happen to me now? So that person, stop there. Don't go one step ahead. Vasudeva standing. one personality term is Ugrasen. Ugrasen was engaged as the security man. Kamsa has engaged him into the security of this place, that is his service. And look at, oh, you are running away. You are cheating, you are running away from here. Vasudeva was very scared. Then when Ugrasen went close to Vasudeva, and Vasudeva saw, my son, I'm taking him to Gokul. Then Krishna manifested the Apurva the Murti to Ugrasen. Then Ugrasen immediately offered his obeisance, says prayer. Though Krishna is his grandson, so he offered his prayers. He told Vasudeva, you go quickly and come back very quickly also from Gokul. Then Vasudeva said, oh, I got saved from one danger. Then Vasudeva went. When he reached at the River Jamuna is swelling like anything, so much water, midnight, raining. And how can he cross this river? So he became very worried. What to do? He's thinking. And at one point, he found this jackal is walking in front of him into the river. So there is unseen sound vibration. You don't be worried. Can't you see? The jackal is walking in front of you into the river. Then Vasudeva also started following this jackal, carrying Krishna, baby Krishna on his head. So when Vasudeva reached the middle of the river, it happened all of a sudden, the Krishna jumped out of the basket and fell into the river. Just imagine what Vasudeva would be feeling at that time. After so much care, effort, now he's trying to save Krishna and the baby fell into the water. Then she saw him searching, where is my baby? Then after some time, little bit, Jamuna Devi, bringing his baby Krishna, gave to Vasudeva. Then Vasudeva brought Krishna, came to Gokul, that time, Yogamaya, but everything to sleep, deep sleep. And Mother Yashoda also sleeping because she gave birth to baby, she was so tired. She baby did not know whether she gave birth to a boy or a girl. She has no idea. Everybody lying unconscious, deep sleep. That time, when Vasudeva carrying this baby Krishna and approached Mother Yashoda's room, so that time he put Krishna there and brought this Yogamaya, this baby girl. So Vishwanath Chakravarti was saying, and three acharyas giving three different comments. One acharya saying that when Krishna took birth in prison house, Vasudeva Krishna, same time Nandanandan Krishna took birth in Gokul, and this Nandanandan Krishna was carried by Yogamaya to prison house. There itself, two Krishna merged together. Then Vasudeva brought Krishna. Then another acharya is saying, when Vasudeva was carrying the baby, Krishna, and already Yashoda mother, she had given birth to one Krishna and one daughter also, Yogamaya. But that time, the baby Krishna, who mother Yashoda has given birth, she came, that Krishna came and merged into the Krishna that Vasudeva was holding. Then Vasudeva kept that Krishna there. But Vishwanath Chakravarti was saying, then no, that Krishna was there only. That Krishna was there, when Vasudeva kept Krishna there, Vasudeva could not see Krishna. The two reasons given, one reason, Krishna was there next to Mother Yashoda, but he was covered by cloth, so Vasudeva could not see. Another reason given, that Vasudeva belongs to Aishwarya Bhava, that's why he was not able to see the Nandanandan Krishna, Yashodanandan Krishna, who only Madhurya Bhava devotee can see, that form of Krishna. So Vasudeva did not understand one boy is there. So Vasudeva left this Krishna and took the Yogamaya and left. Then both Krishna, they merged together. So this Krishna of Nanda Maharaj, he is the original Krishna, Swayam Rup Krishna. Swayam Rup Krishna, He does not do anything. Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Brajendra Kumar, Tumar Ichha Vishwareshi Janasanghar. He simply desires and everything happens. Tava Ichha Mate Brahma Karena Sijan, Tava Ichha Mate Vishnu Karena Palan, Tava Ichha Mate Shiv Karena Sanghar, Tava Ichha Mate Maya Sije Karaga. By his desire only everything happens. So he's just like a big company managing director, no? Managing director sits in his house and enjoys with his children and wives and managers, they do everything. Krishna is like this. Krishna is not into fighting or into managing or doing anything. Then, when Krishna is in Vrindavan, how all the demons will be killed? So that's why the Vasudev Krishna, Kriyadaksha Vishnu, so all these demigods, they went and they were praying to Kriyadaksha Vishnu. And Kriyadaksha Vishnu told, I'll take birth. So that Vasudev Krishna or Kriyadaksha Vishnu came and merged into this Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, so when Krishna was in Vrindavan and he was killing all the demons, actually Krishna was not killing. In Krishna's body, Vishnu was there and he was killing all these demons. So then what happened? I'll take opportunity now to explain to you how Krishna appears as son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, actually in Jadubansa, there is a king known as Devamidha. His name is Devamidha. The king Devamidha, he had two wives. One wife from Kshatriya background, another wife was from Vaishya background. So from the wife of Kshatriya background, the Devamidha Maharaj, he gave birth to Surasena. And from wife of Vaishya, from Vaishya community, he gave birth to one son, his name was Parjana Maharaj. The Parjana Maharaj, because the system is, whatever background your mother is, you have to adopt that vritti or that kind of service. So Surasena, he belongs to Kshatriya community, and Parjana Maharaj, he accepted Vaishya vritti, Krishi and Goraksha, cultivation of fields, and mainly Goraksha, protecting the cows. Parjana Maharaj is a great devotee of Lord Hari, Govinda. He is very devoted to Govinda. And he had five sons, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sananda and Nandam. The five sons he had. So Nanda Maharaj is the middle son of Parjana Maharaj. And when Parjana Maharaj became old, so he thought, now I should retire, go to forest and do Hari Bhajan. So that's one day he called everybody, all the elderly people and leaders of his kingdom, said, I am going to do Hari Bhajan in the forest. So today I will put my eldest son, Upananda, on the throne, then I will go to forest Hari Bhajan. Then he called Upananda and put Raj Tila on his forehead and offered him the throne. And Upananda, he sat down on the throne, then he called Nanda Maharaj. As a Nanda Maharaj, he told Nanda, you are the real qualified to be the king of Gokul. That's why you are Nanda, I am Upananda. Upananda means next to Nanda. So that's why I am not supposed to sit here, you should sit here. Then he put Rasila on Nanda Maharaj. And though Nanda Maharaj is not the eldest son, but then he became king in this year. Then he was ruling very nicely, very affectionately to all his citizens, and many years passed. Nanda Maharaj almost 90 years old, but he's not having any child. And everybody getting very worried. If Nanda Maharaj will have no son, then how this will continue? So they're all doing different putrashti, yajna, all kinds of ceremony, Upananda, Abhinanda, they're arranging so that Nanda Maharaj will have a son, but he has no son. So one day Nanda Maharaj, sitting next to Mother Yashoda, they're talking to each other. Nanda Maharaj saying, Yashoda, I don't know, these people are trying so much for me to get a son, I'll have a son, and they're arranging all these yajna, putrashti yajna, all these karma kanda things. But how can I have a son like this? You know, when I sit next to yajna, then a spontaneous desire comes inside my heart, that I should have a son better than Narayan.
And how this Yajna can offer me a child better than Narayan? How will be this possible? These people, they don't know what is my desire. I don't know why this desire is coming. And Nanda Maharaj said, sometimes I feel that a very beautiful blue boy is playing in your lap and profusely milk flowing from your breast. Do you feel something like that anytime? The mother of the felt very shy. She said, yes, I also feel like that, but I'm so old that I feel shy to tell people that I'm feeling I have a child like this. But anyway, we have become so old. We should not think of having a child now. We should control ourselves, forget about the child. The Nanda Maharaj said, yes, I have tried so much to forget. But I don't know, some or other, this desire is coming to me again and again. Then I'll have a child much more better than Narayan. So what we should do? So let us worship Lord Narayan. If by his blessings we can get a son. Then they started, both of them, observing Dwadashi Vrata. So very strict, they're following Dwadashi Vrata. 1 year passed. And 1 year passed, 12 months passed. One night, Narayan appeared to Nanda and Yashoda. And Narayan spoke, you don't be worried. The son you are desiring for, he is your eternal son. You are going to have that son very soon. Actually, in your previous life, you were both Dhara and Drona. In Mandar Parvat, on the bank of river Suprabha, you went 12,000 years, severe austerities you are doing there to have darshan of Krishna. But when you did not get darshan of Krishna, you are going to offer yourself in fire and commit suicide. That time Lord appeared, and that time he had promised to come as your son. So very soon, your desire will be fulfilled. And from that next moment, when Mother Yashoda was serving Nanda Maharaj, all the symptoms of pregnancy manifested in the Mother Yashoda. Then she felt aruchi. Aruchi means food does not get tasty. No? You lose the taste when pregnant ladies, they become pregnant. Then they don't like anything. But because Krishna was there in the womb, so Mother Yashoda would like to eat sweet rice mixed with the tulasi juice, tulasi leaf juice. She would like to eat very much. That was the only tasty thing for Mother Yashoda. In the meantime, that day, Narayan appeared and told Nanda and Yashoda these things, and Krishna manifested from Nanda Maharaj's heart. He was transferred to Yashoda's heart. What happened? They felt, both of them, they felt that one beautiful blue boy is covered by a very beautiful girl as lightning, like lightning, covering. From Nanda Maharaj's body, the both of them entered into Yashoda's body, and boys stay on the heart of Yashoda, the girl stayed in the womb of Mother Yashoda. And that night, Rohini was transferred from Mathura to Gokul. And Rohit was transferred, or no, previously, but that time, Balaram had taken birth. But Balaram, when he took birth, but he was always dumb. He was not speaking anything, always keeping quiet like this. But as soon as Balaram would be transferred to Mother Yashoda's lap, immediately, he would be very jubilant, because Krishna is sitting inside womb of Mother Yashoda. He would feel very jubilant. So in this way, when time came, 7 months, 8 days, and Yashoda gave birth to Krishna. So in this way, same time, Krishna appeared from Mother Yashoda, and Krishna appeared from Devaki. And Prabhupada explaining, in one point in Bhagavad it says, Yogamaya, that a girl which appeared from Mother Yashoda, she is known as Krishna Anuja.
Krishna Anuja. Anuja means who took birth after, the little sister known as Anuja. So Prabhupada is saying, if Krishna did not take birth from Yashoda, then how Yogamaya will become Krishna Anuja? So that proves that Krishna has taken birth from Mother Yashoda. So another point also they are making, other explaining, that at the same time Yashoda and Devaki have given birth to a child, and Yogamaya, she appeared on Navami Tithi when Vasudeva, after conversation with Krishna, reached at the doorstep. Then what is this other boy? Who is that other one who appeared same time along with Krishna? So in this way, they are giving some proof that Krishna also appeared from Mother Yashoda. And also, there are different Puranas where it has mentioned that how Mother Yashoda gave birth to a boy and a girl also directly. One incident has been explained in some scripture that to prove that how Krishna is real son of Mother Yashoda. So once Narad Muni had gone to heaven to meet Indra, so Indra told, so I want to have darshan of Krishna's childhood pastimes. So Narad Muni said, no problem, one day I will show you Krishna's childhood form. That time Krishna is residing in Dwaraka, staying in Dwaraka. Then Narad Muni, he went to Dwaraka. There he went to Dwaraka and he told Devaki, he demanded Devaki, do you know when you are in prison house, that time you promised your son will be protected from the hand of Kansa, then you will have a yajna in Prabhas Kshetra and you will give 10 lakh cows in donation charity to Brahmanas. But now you got Krishna saved, but you have forgotten. You are not doing that yajna. Then Devaki said, yes, I have forgotten. The immediate Devaki informed the Vasudeva, we must do this yajna because I have promised that time. Okay, Narad Muni, please find a good date for us. Then Narad Muni calculated. But only after 4 days, it's very good tithi. So you must do this yajna. The 4 days, how will invite everybody? So okay, you go and invite everybody to this yajna. You go to all the planets and bring everybody to this yajna. So when Narad Muni was going to invite everybody, Krishna called him. He told him, you go, you invite everybody, but don't invite Brajavasi. Don't invite them here. Except Brajavasi, you invite everybody. So Narad went everywhere and invited everybody on the way back. So time to time he used to go to Braj also. So he went to Nanda Maharaj's house. So how is everything? In Dwaraka everything is very nice. Krishna is having very big yajna. And I went to invite everybody. But Krishna has told me not to invite you and everybody else. You are not invited. And Nanda Yashoda said, what? Why you have to be invited for that? My son is doing yajna. I don't have to be invited. So let us all go to that yajna. So Narad Muni said that, then he came. Then he came back to Dwaraka. Then he told, you went invited, yes, I invited everybody. And I told Nanda Yashoda also, that he had in yajna. Then Ugrasena's wife got very worried, Padmavati, but very worried. Now all these Prajavasis will come and take our son again. So they did not want the Prajavasis should come. She is very angry. Then Mother Devaki said, no, you don't be worried. We have so much security here. Let them, let Brajavasi come, but we will not let them inside the Yajnasala. They will stay outside, we can bring Krishna. Then they will see Krishna and go away from there. We will not let them inside. Then Padmavati agreed to that. The particular day, Yajna will start. And Padmavati is standing with Lathi, on the gate. He knows all the Brajavasis, he knows that Brajavasi will come. Krishna is inside doing yajna. So all Brajavasis came. There is Padmavati and shouting, screaming, rebuking. Why have you come here? You don't feel shy, you have come to show your face here. My son, due to some unavoidable circumstances, was taking shelter at your house
and it gives so much hard time to my son for little bit in buttermilk you are binding my son, and my son is a prince, you are sending him to grazing the cow whole day, and all kinds of revoking. I said, revoking like anything to Brother Vasi. Nanda Dasada, what they say, they can't say anything. Because they were not expecting they will be abused like this. Then Mother Devaki passed away, no, please don't tell Brother Vasi, they are so simple, Dasi, you are telling like this, but they are still keeping quiet. Don't say them anything. So Devaki is pacifying Brother Vasi. Then they said, no, you can't go inside. You can't go to see Krishna. Then Devaki said, okay, let Krishna come here. Then they can see. Then Narada Muni said, no, Krishna cannot come. If Krishna is sitting in Yajna, if anybody else will call Krishna, then it is inauspicious. Only if mother comes, then it is auspicious. If except mother, anybody will come, call it inauspicious. In India also, if we start going out of the house, going to somewhere, if somebody calls from behind, finish. Then you have very bad result you will get. But anytime you are going out, your mother will call you. Sometimes I have seen when I go out, my mother intentionally call from that side. Mother will come from that side, that is auspicious. So now mother will come, mother will call, then Krishna will come, his mother call. So now here is the test. Who is the mother? Devaki is the mother. So Narada Muni said, the mother Devaki, you please call your son. So Devaki calling, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But Krishna is not coming. Krishna is not coming. So then Narada Muni said, Yasoda, one day you are saying Krishna is also your son. Let us see if he is your real son. You call Krishna, let us see whether he is coming or not. Then mother Yasoda said, oh, my kanai. Immediately Krishna was very worried. Oh, my mother has come. Then he was running. He dropped everything. Then Narada Muni, Shiva or Shiva was there, Brihaspati was there. So then I don't prove whose son Krishna is. So then Narada Muni said, that if Krishna will understand his real son of Yasoda, he'll come here with Bal Gopal roop and drink milk from Mother Yasoda. So that will prove Krishna is Mother Yasoda's son. Then Krishna appeared in front of Mother Yasoda. So by the devotion of Mother Yasoda, Krishna's appearance became very small. He became Bal Gopal. And so much profusion milk was flowing from Mother Yasoda's breast. And Krishna started to suck the milk from her breast. In this whole world, it is confirmed that Krishna is son of Mother Yasoda. So, in this year, there are many incidents has been explained where our acharyas are trying to prove that Krishna is son of Mother Yasoda, and later on also in Lalita Madhav and Vidagdha Madhav. In different way we see how Krishna is showing Bhagavan Krishna is son of Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. But for Krishna to be simultaneously in two places is not a big deal. He can be in two places. What a big deal with that. There are so many incidents that how Krishna simultaneously he resides in two places. So Vasudev, he took this Yogamaya. He took the Yogamaya from Nanda Maharaj's house and went back to prison house. So as soon as he entered prison house, immediately by the mercy of Krishna, when he came out of the prison house, the door opened, the shackle opened, everybody they fell asleep. As soon as Vasudev entered into the prison house, the middle door closed and everybody woke up. And the babies all started to cry. When they started to cry, then all the praharis, security people could hear. The middle they ran to Kamsa. Oh, the person has given birth to his child. But they don't know, boy or girl. The middle Kamsa was very scared. If child has taken birth, I must kill him. But when he came, he says, baby girl. Then Devaki said, oh, my brother, please spare, this is not a boy. That unseen sound vibration has told you that my son will kill you, but it is not son, it is a gun. Please don't kill. But Kamsa is very strong. No, I must kill.
She's giving, oh, I know, even if he's a girl, previously Durga also came as a girl, killed Simha Nisimha, so I don't believe it, I must kill. And Dhruva said, please don't kill. I'll give my daughter as a daughter-in-law. She'll marry to your son, please, protect her. But he was, did not listen anything. And when he picked up her, then the Yoga Maya, she transferred to Mahamaya. The Kamsa is not so fortunate. He'll see Yoga Maya. So, who appeared as Yoga Maya, as a daughter of Mother Yashoda, when she came here, actually, all these activities happening, Balaram transferred to Rohini's womb, and all these things happening by Yoga Maya. Mahamaya cannot do these things, but when she appears in front of Kamsa, she becomes Mahamaya. She appeared from the womb of Mother Yashoda as Yoga Maya. Same time when she appeared as Yoga Maya, also Yoga Maya took Krishna from Nanda Maharaj's house to prison house. So somebody may ask, Krishna never goes out of Vrindavan. So how Yoga Maya took Krishna from Nanda Maharaj's house to Mathura? So Jiva Goswami is giving very interesting answer to this. He is giving example of a lily flower, you know, water lily or lotus flower. The lotus flower staying in one place, by wind it moves, goes this side, so whenever you see Krishna is going to Mathura or here, there, the Krishna is not going, the lotus flower staying in one place, by, he is only one place, but air is moving here, coming back, moving there. The same way, Krishna is always in Vrindavan. The lily flower is always in one place, just by wind is moving here, there. The same way, Krishna is always staying there. This answer is given by Jiva Goswami. So then this Yoga Maya, she appeared in the form of Mahamaya. You fool rascal, you are trying to kill me. One who will kill you. He has taken birth somewhere else. At this point, also Yoga Maya told another information. She told that boy who will kill you, he has taken somewhere else. And there is one girl who has taken birth also. Whoever will marry to that girl, he will become so powerful, he will defeat Lord Shiva in the battle. Two informations, Kamsa got. Then Yoga Maya, Mahamaya left. And Kamsa had to repent deeply. Oh, what mistake I did. I killed all your children. Then he went back for forgiveness from Devaki and Vasudeva, said, I did a big mistake. I committed a big mistake. I killed all your children. Then he started to give all the knowledge. Oh, this world is temporary. We are not this body. We are spirit soul. Everybody will die one day. You should not be worried that all these things happened. All these kinds of he pacified. Then finally, he released them. Then when he came to understand, then he called all his ministers. So what will happen now? The ministers, no problem. In 10 days time, whoever has taken birth will kill everybody. All his children will be killed here. So then started, one after another, he sent all the demons. Putana, Bakka, Asur, Aghasur, Gajal, everybody went. So whoever went, nobody came back. One after another, every day sending on demons. Kamsa used to send every day one demon in morning, one demon in noon, one demon in evening time. Krishna would go for grazing cows, and Krishna would do, he would not graze the cows, he would leave the calves on the forest, in the forest, and he would start to play with the boys. And they would be so busy in playing, they would forget to eat. Only noon time, some demon will come, Krishna will kill that demon, then they will remember, oh, this is time for eating now. That is their work, like that. Then they will eat, then again they will play. And they will be so much engaged in playing, they will forget when it is time to go back to house. Then evening time, another demon will come. Then Krishna will kill that demon, then they will realize, oh, now it's time to go back to our house. So this was like the timing. So always, Kamsa was sending all these demons, and whoever was going, no one is coming there. So Kamsa is thinking, what is happening? whoever is going, no one is coming back. So let me go see what is happening there. So one day, Kamsa tried to enter to Gokul Vrindavan. So just at the border, he'll enter. Immediately just about to enter, he saw an old lady standing there with a stick. Hey, don't enter here. Stay there. Don't come here. Kamsa said, who is this old lady? I am king of Mathura. And she is saying, don't enter here. No, stay there, stay there. But Kamsa wants to go by force inside. And that lady was Purnamasi, Yogamaya Purnamasi. So she, by mantra, turned Kamsa into a small girl. An old lady, a small girl. A small girl, what can she has no power. Even if Kamsa mood is there, the body is a small girl. But he wants to go inside. Then this lady said, you can come inside, no problem. But you have to be trained up to come inside Vrindavan. Without training, you cannot come here. So what training I have to do? Then said, you have to do a training that all these cows are grazing. You have to pick up all the cow dungs. You have to collect the cow dungs. Come said, what? I will not do these things. Just ego, you know. Just ego. I will not do. I will pick up cow dungs. I am king. You have to do this. You have no other. You must do this. Swing the stick. Please, do this, do this. Scaring me. Then he said, okay, I'm doing. So Kamsa went in front of a small girl, picking up all the cow dung, and brought to Purnamasi. Purnamasi said, okay, your first lesson is completed. You have to get the second lesson now. You have to enter Vrindavan, second lesson, second grade you have to pass. So what is second grade? The second grade is, you see the cows are passing stool, before the stool falls into the ground, you have to go and catch it. And you have to bring all those things. And that is too much for Kamsa. I can't do that. No, I will do this. You have to do this, no? He's scaring. He's scaring with the stick. You must do this. Kamsa had to do. Then Kamsa, wherever some cow passing stool, Purnamasi saying, hey, run, get it. Then Kamsa running there and bringing it there. Then say, hey, run there, get it. In this way, Kamsa bringing the cow down back. And he's running far at one point. Kamsa ran away from there. Now, he didn't come more closer. Then Purnamasi said, okay, never try to come here. If you come again, then I will put in third gate. So don't try to come again back to Vrindavan. So Kamsa was never there. So the point is, to enter into Vrindavan, that's how we have to put aside all our ego. And we have to be the servant of the gopis. To collect cow dung in India is the lowest thing. Now you walk around, collect cow dung from the field. But you have to do that. The mood has to be like that, to be ready to this kind of service that the gopis are doing. Unless that mood is there, Lakshmidevi did not get a chance. Lakshmidevi wanted to enter in Rasleela. Krishna told, I'm very sorry, you can't enter because I know you are queen of Vaikuntha. You will not be able to serve under this gopi. You will not be able to collect the cow dung. Lakshmidevi will never do that. So that is the mood one has to develop if he wants to go to this Vrindavan. So this is very special to enter into Vrindavan. So these are the few things have been described in scriptures, how Krishna appeared, and we, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have been instructed. Arabhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramna Kachidupasana Brajavadhu Varjana Jakalpita Srimat Bhagavatam Amalam Pramanam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Napara. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Tatradaro Napara. We don't accept anything else except Srimat Bhagavatam. This is Amalam Pramanam Spotless Purana. Prema Pumars Mahan, who speaks about Panchama Purusartha, Dharma Prajita Kaitavatra Parama Nimastranang Satang, which rejects Dharma Artha Kama Moksha and gives Panchama Purusartha. And what it has taught us? There are so many worshipable objects, but among all the worshipable objects, Aradhananang Sarvesang Vishnu Aradhana Paramam. Lord Shiva telling to Parvati, among all worshipable objects, Vishnu is param. Aradhananam sarvesang Vishnu aradhana paramam. So somebody will ask, oh, if Vishnu aradhana is paramam, why are we worshipping Krishna? But Brahma Sangita Brahma is saying, who is this Vishnu? Vishnu is jasta ekam istasita kala mathadalamba jivanti lamu bilaja jagadanda natha. Vishnu mahan sahya jasta kala vishesha. Is Vishnu, from whose hair purse unlimited brahmandas are created, there existing only the time that he breathes out and breathes in. Vishnu mahan sahya jasta kala vishesha. Is unsound kala of Krishna. That's why the conclusion of Vaishnava Acharya is Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatana Saddhama Vrindavanam. Our worshipable Lord is son of Nanda Maharaj. Son of Nanda Maharaj. And that son of Nanda Maharaj worshipable in Vrindavan. Brajavasis, they are not happy. Even if they get Krishna, they are not happy. Gopis, they found, they saw Krishna Kurukshetra. So they are not happy. But we want to only in Vrindavan. That's why Saddhama Vrindavanam, Ramma Kadvipasana Braja Bhadivarganam. Our process is that we worship Krishna, Nanda Nandana Krishna. Also our acharyas explain that here in Bhaumalila, Krishna appears in Vrindavan, then he leaves Vrindavan, he goes to Mathura, then he leaves Mathura, goes to Dwaraka. But spiritual world, there is Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Dwaraka. And three places Krishna is there, in different form is there. And Krishna in Dwaraka is Purna, complete. In Mathura, more complete. And Vrindavan is most complete, Purnatam. So Purnatam Krishna. In Dwaraka is Aishwarya Bhav, in Mathura Aishwarya and Madhurya Bhav, and Vrindavan full Madhurya Bhav. That is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is Nanda Nandan Krishna. In this way, all these things are there in the scripture. But by Yogamaya, Yogamaya covers all these information until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and reveals all the secret information to us. So that's why though these informations are there, still people, for people in general, they know, oh, Krishna means Devaki Nandan or Vasudeva Nandan. But actually, Sukadeva Goswami, though clearly he did not mention to Parikita Maharaj that Krishna is the original son of Nanda and Yasoda, the reason I told you that day, because Sukadeva Goswami wanted to satisfy Parikita Maharaj, telling that Krishna is in your family. So still indirectly, many places Sukadeva Goswami has explained, just as Krishna Anuja, Pasupangaja, Ai Nanda Tanuja, and Nanda Tanuja who appeared from Nanda Maharaj's body. There are many bhashas are in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sukadeva Goswami has explained that the Krishna is son of Nanda Maharaj. So in this Gaudiya Vaishnava, for us, we believe that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yasoda, and that Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanya Taddhama Vrindavanam, and we worship that Lord Krishna, son of Mother Yasoda. Now, we have little, if anything you have to say.
One is that if Mother Yasoda is the Mother Rohini is the wife of Vasudeva, and she was being kept or maintained at that time by Nanda Maharaj, Balaram took birth from Rohini, Krishna took birth from Mother Yasoda. How is it that Balaram and Krishna are actually brothers?
Because the Krishna who appeared from Devaki was merged into this Krishna, so in that way there's brother to brother.
The other question is, Vishnu never really appears as a baby, because in the Vaikuntha planets, Vishnu never takes birth. So how is it that when Krishna took birth from Mother Devaki, he had four arms when he was a child at the beginning, or did he just appear as a baby and then transform himself into full-grown Vishnu? Which one is it? Did he appear as a baby with four arms?
No, he appeared as baby, not baby as four arms, he appeared as full arms with the dress and everything.
Not four arms.
Oh, yeah, four arms.
Oh,
yeah, that's what he's telling. So just to make you to believe that I am exhibiting this form, that what I have promised you, I will come as your son.
That's why he exhibited that form. Then again he came back to his original Krishna form, Dibhuja Krishna form.
After that. But that's the only form of Vishnu that ever appeared with four arms as a baby, right? Only Vishnu never takes birth, right? So Vishnu never really appears as a baby with four arms.
The form he exhibited, that was like 16 years old form. No, same thing I'm saying. Narayan Swami appeared.
You said he appeared as a baby with four arms. He's saying.
No, not baby, I said in full form he appeared. I just said in full form, but he's saying the age I did not know. 6 years, I'm fast, I'm hearing. 6 years old age, he appeared like that. Yes?
I was just wondering where Subhadra came from. If he was Yogamaya and then became Mahamaya. How does he grow up and be Subhadra?
No, Subhadra had no role in the Yogamaya, Mahamaya. Subhadra did not appear at that time. In some places, saying Subhadra appeared as Devaki's daughter, some places it as Rohini's daughter also. Huh? Devaki's daughter, then that daughter, one daughter transformed to, she appeared as Rohini's daughter who died, then again appeared as Subhadra. Two things have been explained, so it's always confused, but we accept as Devaki's daughter because we know Subhadra Krishna's sister as very closely staying. Otherwise, two places mentioned as Devaki's daughter and one place mentioned as Rohini's daughter.
But when would she be born and is she...
She's not in Vrindavan, after Krishna's appearance, Balaram's appearance, once they go to Mathura, that side.
And is she Yogamaya?
She's Yogamaya also. She's Yogamaya. The internal energy had 11 different aspects or 8 different aspects. One of that is Yogamaya, the different forms of internal energy. They're all Bimala leads this energy. And one of it is Yogamaya. There are all different other names also. This is Purnamasi, Yogamaya, Ekanansa, no? Different names. And they perform different activities in different ways. So anyway, thank you all for giving me opportunity for describing about Krishna. I usually every year during Janmashtami, for Thursday before, we discuss in Mayapur. But in Bengali, but in English, I have never done. First time I'm describing this in English. So it is difficult for me also. I have to sing and put into English language and describe it to you. So these are the things what different authors have commented. So if in my description some mistake, something has been done, so you can confirm with some other authors or other devotees. I think we always corrected any misinformation. Whatever I have heard, I just explained that Kripa. And you see, we have to believe for Krishna, everything is possible. Whatever Krishna does, what is impossible for Krishna? And they are explaining, Krishna saying here, Krishna appearing in two places. It's nothing surprise to be asked, you know. Krishna has many pastimes like this. Just like once I heard Lord Raghavinda Maharaj, Krishna went to steal, he used to go to steal butter. One day he found with all other cowherd boys, one gopi opening, leaving the door open, had gone to Yamuna. So Krishna went to steal butter from her house. In the meantime, the gopi came. Gopi realized that Krishna is inside the room. So she went carefully and she caught hold of Krishna. The gopis, every day they go to Mother Yashoda and complain to her that your son is stealing butter. The Mother Yashoda will become very angry. What do you think? I have no butter in my house. My son will go to steal from your house. So now gopi found this son, said, okay, I'll bind Krishna here. And I'll bring Mother Yashoda and show her the seal. You don't believe? Your son is the seal. I am stealing butter. Then she bound Krishna in very angry mood. She went to Nanda Maharaj's house. Oh, Mother Yashoda, come, see, you don't believe? how your son is spilling water in the house, I have bound him over there. The mother of the son says, what? Why I have to go to sit to your house? My son is sitting in my house. He is eating there. Then this lady says, no, you come to my house, I will show Krishna is there. The mother does that, pulled her inside. Then this gopi went and she saw the Krishna sitting and eating and smiling, looking and smiling at her. Gopi is thinking, oh, this boy is so lucky. Then when I was coming to Mother Yashoda, his friends must have released him. In the meantime, from back door, he must have come and sitting here. So being very much disappointed, she went back. And when she went back, she saw Krishna is still there. I saw Krishna there and Krishna is here also. So same time Krishna is there and Krishna is here also. So Krishna got caught. Next time Krishna got caught, Krishna was caught. Then this gopi thought, this time I am not going to leave him here. I'll personally take this boy with me and show Mother Yashoda. So she's pulling Krishna, come, not like this. And Krishna along with all his friends are there also. And gopi's son also Krishna's friend. He was stealing all along with Krishna. And gopi holding Krishna's hand and pulling. And Krishna very tactfully, he released his own hand. And he made her to catch her son's hand. So gopi pulling, thinking, I am pulling Krishna. And went to Nanda Maharaj's house. Oh, Mother Yashoda, you see, you did not believe that day. Now I brought your son Krishna, who was stealing butter in the house. Then the Mother Yashoda came out to see, where is my son Krishna? Then the lady saw, they are not Krishna, it is her one son. She was very embarrassed. Then her to do her one son, then she put her son on her shoulder. Then she is going back to her house. Then the son is beating on her head. Hey, look at me. Then the lady look at him, says, Krishna is sitting there. It's beautiful. What is happening? Then immediately the lady put down Krishna. Oh, here Krishna. Put down Krishna. Very angry. Then Krishna said, hey, don't try to catch me again. This time I become your son. Next time if you will catch, I will become your husband again. Be very careful. Don't try to catch me again. This one, Krishna has many pastimes. You know, when Krishna went to fight Nagnaditi, he married Nagnaditi with 5 bulls. He accepted 5 arms and was fighting 5 bulls. When Krishna went to Bahulasa's king also, also the king had invited another devotee invited. In one form Krishna went to Bahulasa's house, in another form he went to his poor Sritadev's house. And when Krishna was in Dwaraka, 16,108 forms he had exhibited. So I had one question. If there is 16,108 Krishna, if somebody invites Krishna, then what happens? 16,108 Krishna will go to his house. This trouble then. I was thinking like this. One day, one sadhu was giving lecture. He was explaining that Krishna is residing in 16,108. Suppose Krishna will go riding an elephant to somebody's house, some other. So from 16,180 palaces, 16,100 Krishna will come. And the elephant will become one Krishna. Then he will go out of the city or wherever he goes. He will still go like this. Oh, okay, good. Okay, so then. You see, Krishna's pastimes are inconceivable. While Krishna is staying in each queen's house, simultaneously there is explanation also. Krishna one night he spent in Satyabhama's house. Next morning she informed, I will go to Rukmini's house in Chaitanya Mangal. That when Krishna showed his form of Gauranga to Narada Muni, there it has explained that how Krishna goes one day to one queen's house, another queen's house. So Krishna has aghatana ghatana patyasi. See, everything is possible for him. That way we have to accept.
Maharaj, I just want to thank you for coming. Your lectures have been very wonderful and enlightening for for me, and I think all of the devotees here. So thank you very much for coming and speaking the English to you, Sri.
I thank to Bhadra Prabhu for giving this opportunity. Actually, I had no plan to come to Alasa this time. Because in very few days, I plan to Los Angeles to go to New York. And from there, I will fly back in Amsterdam. The next at 10 o'clock, the ticket will be issued. All of a sudden, from somewhere, he never calls me. I don't know why all of a sudden he called me to Mayapur. So, Maharaj, when are you coming? How many days you are staying? He said, no, I have no plan to go. I am coming out directly. No, you should come for Janmashtami. No, Janmashtami, I am staying in Belgium. Then I thought that Bhadra was taking so much effort to call from all different America. At least I should go to Alaska. When I came to Alaska, it's my great pleasure to get association with all of you. Usually, these things I don't discuss always in public. I only discuss in Mayapur, and next I discuss here all these appearance things and different things. Krishna Prabhupada ki.